This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. I hope another great week. And okay, you heard the hesitation, and there's real hesitation. After the weekend that we've had, it's tough to say with confidence and certainty this is a great day. But actually, one of the things that I heard about and that you are going to hear about very directly in a little while should give you hope that, yes, it is a great day and it is a great nation. There are people all around the country who are rushing out to help, to repair the destruction, to bring our country back together, to stop this senseless spasm of violence and destruction that is incredibly ugly. I want to be as clear as I know how to be, right at the outset, right at the top, and then again to make sure everybody gets the point. What we are going through right now is not a struggle between black and white. It's not a struggle between Antifa and people wearing MAGA hats. It's not a struggle between conservatives and liberals or between left and right or between young and old. This is a struggle of good versus evil. It is as clearly as you can define that in contemporary America. And it's so unbelievably clear, highlighted for me last night, watching the flames engulfing St. John's Church, which is a building I love. No, I'm not Episcopalian. People know that. It's an Episcopal church. It was built in 1816. It was designed by Henry Benjamin Latrobe, who's the same architect who designed the Capitol building. It is a church where every American president, yes, every single one since James Monroe, has worshipped there. And to see that church on fire, apparently the building mostly survived. They were able to get in and put out the fire. And why were they able to get in? Because the police and the National Guard were able to drive back the crowd that wanted the church to burn. Okay, this is evil. There is nothing political about it. There is nothing racial about it. If you participated in some of these demonstrations that have actually seized the country from coast to coast, I would be very glad to hear from you. And I'm going to give you a chance to talk. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. As I said, I'm going to be speaking to somebody else coming up, Greg Tomlin, associate producer on my show. And Greg personally was one of those people who just rushed to the front here in Seattle, where there was terrible destruction in downtown Seattle and terrible destruction in downtown Bellevue. Okay, here is something, honest to goodness, trying as hard as I possibly can. I do not understand. Why does burning down a shopping center in Santa Monica, California? And yeah, I used to live in Santa Monica with my family for years. But why does burning down a shopping center in Santa Monica, California, somehow honor the legacy or the memory of a guy from Houston who was killed by cops in Minneapolis? What is the connection here? What are we doing? What are we doing as a country? And I know that a lot of the demonstrators have great resentment for the police. But the police is an institution. But can I tell you something? The one thing that is most obvious after watching all these demonstrations and after watching all the appropriate and inappropriate behavior of various police departments, watching all of it, what is very dramatic is that if anything, these so-called demonstrations, these protests, these riots, are going to increase appreciation for, love for, dependence on the police. It's a reminder of why it is. Whenever they do a poll of which institutions in America do you respect most, the military is always on top, always number one, always, always, always. And then the police are usually number two or number three. We love our police because you guys in blue put your lives on the line every single day to make life for the rest of us possible. No livable cities without the police. No decent family lives without the police. No ability to rest in your own beds at night, safe from some of the human predators who are out on the prowl in cities across the country over the weekend. And no, it's not funny. And I know it's imitating movies, right? It's the Joker come to life. And that's a terrible thing. Because that movie is a dark fantasy. We should live in the bright reality of American choice. The demonstrations, hateful because they make no political point. The one demonstration that they wanted, they said, no justice, no peace, right? That's one of the slogans. And even where I live, in a suburban neighborhood, there were signs that were put up over the weekend, no justice, no peace. Okay, justice is on the way. The officers were immediately fired, all four of them who were involved in the death of George Floyd. And for Officer Chauvin, who, by the way, had lots of previous complaints about him and probably never, ever should have been allowed to continue on the Minneapolis Police Department. But for Officer Chauvin, he's been indicted both for manslaughter and for third-degree murder. To prove third-degree murder, if you want to get a conviction on third-degree murder, you know what you have to do? You have to show a depraved callousness toward human life. And in this case, they probably will be able to show it and they'll get their conviction. But what is it that people want? You're demanding justice. The man has been indicted. He will stand trial. He will also have federal charges against him, almost certainly. The Attorney General of the United States, William Barr, is looking at that. We have a federal investigation going on. You can't take him out and lynch him. I understand that's one of the things that that some people want viscerally. It's not possible. And frankly, what we have just seen is a reminder to every single American about our dependence on police officers, which is profound. There's something else about this. And it's very, very important in the context of what we're going through with the COVID-18 crisis. COVID-19 crisis. Sorry. It seems like so long ago that it was the front and center. And now we have this. Okay. COVID-19, we were in the midst of an argument. Which is more important? Restarting the economy or keeping people safe from the disease? What is going on right now with these riots in city after city is bad for both. It will both retard all efforts to keep us safe from the disease. It will almost certainly lead to massive new outbreaks. These big demonstrations are super spreader events. And by the way, you think when people are shouting, they don't spray? Have you ever noticed? When people are shouting at the top of their lungs and they're chanting, when they're chanting and screaming, they're also spraying people with their saliva. Sorry, that's the reality. And communicating the disease. Tear gas is also not great for communicating the disease. As for the financial impact, we will get to that. Target, the stores, made a profound announcement. We will get to that. Enter your calls, 1-800-955-1776.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the riots that convulsed America last night, and yes, they were riots. They were not just protests. When people are looting, when they're breaking glass, when they're burning cars, when they're beating people up, when they are defying curfews, when they are causing real damage to the economy. I mentioned before the break, there are two things, two stories that I think really highlight where we are and what the cost is going to be here. One is about Target stores. They made two announcements over the weekend. And they're just, it's just appalling. I don't know if you ever go to Target stores, but there's a lot of work that goes into them, a lot of jobs that are there. Right now, people working at Target are getting a $2 an hour, apparently, bonus for coronavirus. Well, not anymore, because they're closing an estimated, originally they said 170 stores, now it's up to 200. It's a lot of stores. And the one of their flagship stores in Minneapolis, Target's based in Minneapolis, on Pioneer Avenue, I believe it was, that store has been trashed so badly they're not going to be able to reopen until next year, the end of this year. I mean, it's appalling. So not only the destruction of spreading the virus, which is bad enough, tear gas and pepper spray, reports the New York Times, which police have used to disperse crowds, cause people to tear up and cough, and increase respiratory secretions from the eyes, nose, and mouth, further enhancing the possibility of transmission. Police efforts to move crowds through tight urban areas can result in corralling people closer together, or end up penning people into tight spaces. Yeah, it's terrible. And by the way, none of this is to deny that there's such a thing as bad cops. I acknowledged earlier in this broadcast, 1-800-955-1776, your phone number, I acknowledged that, yeah, there's such a thing as bad cops. But the presence of bad cops in the blue ranks, in the ranks of police officers, is far more rare than the presence of criminal elements among these protesters. Was it a majority? Clearly not the majority, but enough to do literally billions of dollars of horrifying damage across the country. Let me go to your calls and to Nicholas in Los Angeles. Nicholas, you were at a protest?
Yes, I was on Melrose the other day, 2 days ago. And I really...
So that was Saturday?
There's two types of protesters. The great majority are really protesting. And there's a small minority that couldn't give two hoots about the issue at hand. But they just want to take advantage of, you know, the opportunity to loot. And everybody I talk to, no matter how outraged they are about what happened in Minneapolis, they're all disgusted by the looters, because it just makes it look like we don't care about what really counted.
Okay, what really counts in your mind? You went out to protest. Clearly, you wanted justice for George Floyd, and
correct.
I understand
so
that.
The great majority of people.
Right, I understand and I accept that. But beyond him getting indicted in record time, and beyond his prosecution being overseen by the African-American Attorney General of Minnesota, whose name is Keith Ellison, who, you know, is not only black, he's Islamic.
Right.
He is a Muslim. And
right.
One of the leading Democrats in the country. What more do you want people to do right now to provide justice?
I think you're looking at it too detailed. I mean, it's not just about George Floyd. It's just been one after another. It just so happens there was a lady in Central Park, and there was the guy in Georgia. And just there is a general, I think it may end up being a very good thing, and I pray for it, that there's a general understanding.
Do you know how many?
We're all on the same side.
I think we are all on the same side. Do you know, according to the
right.
Washington Post, how many unarmed black men were shot by police officers in 2019?
It's a small number, I assume.
Well, what would you guess?
In the entire country?
Yeah.
I mean, a wild guess, 35.
How about 9?
Wow.
Now, that's 9 too many. It's tragically 9 too many.
I agree.
There were also
19
white men unarmed who were shot by police officers. All of these cases are bad. These are people who shouldn't have been shot. They're people who shouldn't have been killed. But I think
as you said yourself, there is such a thing as driving while black. We saw in Minneapolis probably would not have happened if it was a white guy. And I know you even agreed with that. I listen to you all the time.
Right. Look, I don't know about this particular case, and it's a horrible case, and especially the fact that he's lying on the ground and they're saying mama as he's dying. It's heartbreaking. It's excruciating.
Right.
And I do think that punishment is appropriate, but punishment is on the way. And, I mean, you wouldn't, if they called another protest tonight in L.A., you wouldn't go, would you, Nicholas?
No, a peaceful march, I think, is totally okay. That's what this country stands for. It's the wreckers that wreck it for everybody.
Yeah, there were a lot of wreckers in the L.A. area. By the way, do you have any idea why did they target Santa Monica particularly?
Well, I think what's very strange compared to the Rodney King days is that during Rodney King days, they went after their own neighborhoods and Korea.
Correct.
And
correct.
This time
correct.
They're going against, the more affluent neighborhoods.
Yes, I know. They crashed and attacked buildings in Beverly Hills. I understand.
Right.
And
on Rodeo Drive.
The point about that is if you take somebody, like people that we know about in Seattle who are trying to run small businesses. They had in the Seattle Times a story about somebody in the Chinatown International District just struggling to try to stay alive doing dim sum and vegetarian egg rolls and things of that nature. And their business was trashed. And other people coming out to help. What do these demonstrations actually accomplish? And what could the government do about it that would be more effective? We will get to that and more your calls, 1-800-955-1776.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
George Floyd's brother is leading a prayer vigil at the site of his death in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Speaking at that prayer vigil, Terrence Floyd has a message for everyone.
Do this peacefully, please. My brother Mo here from Houston, and I used to talk to him on the phone. He loved it here. He started driving truck. He was good. I know. He would not want y'all to be doing this.
Minnesota's public safety commissioner says it doesn't appear that a driver intentionally plowed into a group of protesters on the interstate. At a briefing, John Harrington said the driver who was on Interstate 35W yesterday was speeding. Harrington added that the driver panicked when he saw protesters on the freeway. The driver has been arrested. Governor Tim Walz commended many protesters who went to protect the driver. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, talking about the violence and destruction, division, bitterness that has ripped the country apart over the weekend. George Floyd's brother, Terrence Floyd, traveled from Brooklyn, where he lives, out to Minneapolis to visit the site of his brother's death. He said he wanted to be close to his brother George's spirit. He spoke this morning on ABC's Good Morning America. And he said his brother, George Floyd, was a gentle giant who valued peace and unity. He would want protesters, said Terrence Floyd, to channel their anger, to do something positive. The things that are transpiring now, he said, they may call it unity, but it's destructive unity. It's not what he was about. That's not what my brother was about. Terrence Floyd said about his brother, George, he said his brother saw the bright side of every situation and made him feel that he could do anything no matter what he was going through. He said he was still numb about his brother's death on May 21st during that arrest by Minneapolis police. I wish people would take that to heart. And if we can put this in context, people are comparing this to the riots of the late 60s. There are two important differences. One that was hit on by Nick, Nicholas from L.A., who called in, and he pointed out that, well, this is not people destroying their own neighborhoods. It's people going out and ransacking businesses and trashing neighborhoods far away from concentrations of minority population in most cases. Well, that's one difference. But the other difference is the riots of the 60s, there was a big upsurge of riots right after Dr. King was killed in April of 1968. But other than that, the riots were spread out. Newark in 67 was weeks away from Detroit in 67, which was 2 years away from Watts riots in 1965. We've never had a situation where in 100 different cities there were incidents of violence all over the same weekend. 25 major cities with declared curfew, more than half the states having called out the National Guard at the same time. This is very different from anything we've had before. Let's go to RG in Skyway. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
How you doing, Michael? Hey.
Doing okay, RG.
Hey, I'm a black person. I admit, I am angry about the George who got killed by these four cops. But the way these so-called splendor groups call themselves, a participant of the protest, and not really a group of the protest. They're not even really part of the protest, whether their political view may be. But in my opinion, they're more of a concentrated, organized criminal who take advantage of a misfortune of a person. It doesn't matter what national color is. They use an excuse to be a criminal and looting and burning buildings down.
RG, I think we're we're losing you, but I agree with every word that you're saying. And you're entirely correct. The anarchist elements in these crowds, the Antifa elements in these crowds, look, the president is focusing right now, and I think it's one of the good things he's doing. He's focusing right now on reclassifying Antifa as a terrorist organization. I think it's probably not that good. I mean, it's a racket. It should be subject to RICO statutes. It's like organized crime. And that's what a lot of this has been about. And you're entirely correct. Most people who came to the protests were not there. But that element has to be cracked down on, and we have to move against it very decisively. And I think Attorney General Barr is doing that. Dan in Chicago. Dan, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, obviously these recent cases are terribly tragic. But kind of my point that I'd like to make is before people fit these into a general narrative of racism and structural racism further to that degree, it seems to me that people should have to make the argument and prove that these cases are for sure racist. And it seems like that case in a lot of these cases has not been made.
Well, again, with the officer Chauvin, I was reading through his record. He has 17 complaints on his record, and several of them involved complaints of expressing racist sentiments, things like that. And I think that will all come out at his trial.
Right, but in several other cases, it seems like that argument has not been made.
Correct. And again, the last time there was somebody who was killed in police custody in Minneapolis, I believe it was the last time, was 2017, when it was a white Australian woman, Justine Rusick, who was killed by a black cop, Mohammed Noor. And this idea that, people would never stand for it if the victim was white. Well, that was a horrible case. The victim was white, and justice was done. And by the way, he was convicted of third-degree murder, the same charge. And by the way, he was acquitted, Mohammed Noor, of second-degree murder. And I think that's one of the reasons that people say, well, why didn't they charge Officer Chauvin with second-degree murder? And the idea is, if you overcharge in criminal justice, you go for more than you can possibly get, then that's a formula for losing. There's breaking news from CBS. Independent autopsy finds that George Floyd's death was homicide caused by asphyxia due to neck and back compression that led to a lack of blood flow to the brain. 6 days after George Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police officers, cities across the U.S. were surveying the damage from the often violent smart protests that followed, even as they girded for more. Okay, that independent autopsy, that was the autopsy paid by the family's attorneys. Is that right, Jeremy? Because that will be admitted into evidence, but it will have to work against whatever the official autopsy shows, which I don't believe has shown that yet. which will be a crucial element of the trial. But this is a justice system. Do people really want it so that even in a hideous case like this, and look, anyone who sees the video, I understand the rage and the horror, and it's utterly disgusting and appalling. But our justice system needs to work. And there's every evidence that it is working in this regard. Craig in Seattle, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, sir. Yeah, I have two suggestions. I'm not a violent person. I'm a Vietnam veteran, et cetera, but this is to minimize property loss and perhaps personnel loss. I have two suggestions, sir. Number one, perhaps a water cannon might be appropriate to break up the crowds if they're out of hand. And number two, which is maybe even more powerful, is let's suggest taking large buses that are guarded by at least four policemen or National Guard, big buses, and load the people that are suspects of arson and possible threats of life, and load them on the buses and get them out of there and put them away for at least 3 days until we figure this thing out. That will minimize property loss and perhaps personnel loss. That's my opinion, sir.
What do you think with the current leadership in Seattle that anything like that is going to happen?
There's not a prayer. Those people are...
You're right. Those people are appallingly inept. Look, at least the mayor went, Mayor Durkin, and toured the damage. I think they're trying to do a better job in Bellevue. But... Again, your idea of empowering police. And by the way, at the end of this, we need more resources devoted to our police departments coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Michael Medved show, the spontaneous outpouring of protests, writes the New York Times, I'm not sure how spontaneous it really is, are occurring as many states have warily begun reopening after weeks of stay-at-home orders with millions of Americans unemployed. Restaurants, schools, beaches, and parks are under scrutiny as the public tentatively practices new forms of social distancing. That's also true for religious services. Where I go to religious services this week, they had their first since the lockdown gathering, but people beyond a certain age, and it's an age that I have passed, age of 65, people beyond 65 not invited. Or people under 13. In any event, it's all very tentative. In Los Angeles, where demonstrations led to the closing of virus testing sites on Saturday, Mayor Eric Garcetti warned that the protests could become super spreader events, referring to the types of gatherings usually held in indoor settings that can lead to an explosion of secondary infection. Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland, a Republican, expressed concern that his state would see a spike in cases in about 2 weeks, which is about how long it takes for symptoms to emerge after someone's infected. While Atlanta's mayor, who is black, Keisha Lance Bottoms, advised people who are out protesting to go and get a COVID test this week. Yeah, how many people are going to do that? You think a lot of the people who are doing the leading are going to go get COVID testing? But then they will be on the public's bill when they get sick. It's outrageous. And yes, it's appalling. The difficulty that you see here is everyone is sacrificed in this country. Economically, the government has spent itself into incredible debt to try to give us a chance to recover and to turn a corner. And we were just at a level where we were turning a corner on this thing. And there's every reason to believe that economically, in terms of preserving jobs, how do you preserve jobs if you're building, if your business is destroyed? There are parts of Minneapolis that look like Dresden after the bombing in World War II. They're like ruined. And again, the senselessness of it, the evil of it, goes far beyond in any of the debates that that one can have about the needs for police reform. The Drudge headlines gives you an idea. 50 Secret Service agents injured in clashes. The president, it's now been confirmed by the White House, was rushed to a special secret bunker that's secure that you need for terrorist locations. I actually happened to be monitoring the news as the crowds were approaching the White House fence. There were four fires visible from various rooms of the White House. The White House went dark. That is appropriate to me. And I just test yourself a little bit. If anyone is so partisan, so consumed with hatred, that you think it's a good thing that the President of the United States had to be rushed by his Secret Service into a bunker for his safety? Historic tumult, the Drudge headline says. World alarmed. Yeah, I'll say, why? Because the world needs a strong and functional America. Nation heads into new week, shaken by violence. Curfews and soldiers can't contain chaos. Violence spreads to 140 cities. Retailers and restaurants shut again. A use of force criticized in protests about police brutality. The use of force, what is the alternative? Seriously. And then a contradictory headline. Where are the cops? Rampant looting stretches police to limit. Targeting high-end New York City stores. Mayor proud of daughter's arrest. That's Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York. Destruction in Santa Monica as troops take streets. AFL-CIO headquarters attacked. D.C. monuments defaced, including the Lincoln Memorial. And, yes, in Birmingham, Alabama, they ripped down a monument to a Confederate naval hero. They tore it down. And, look, I think that the process, and it is a slow process of relocating or moving Confederate monuments from various public parks, okay. But to treat this the way that people treated the statue of Saddam Hussein, who was a living dictator at the time in Iraq, is deeply depressing and deeply inappropriate. What we were talking about before, the independent autopsy, was, as I had assumed, it was the autopsy ordered by George Floyd's family. They, of course, are working on their own legal cases, and they should get some kind of settlement because this is such an egregious police violation. I haven't heard anyone who has tried to offer a coherent defense for the way the cops handled this case. But this is very important. And if you read over the descriptions of all of these cases, and of most of the famous cases as well, the vast majority of the unarmed black men who have been shot, and also the vast majority of the white people who have been shot, were either wrestling with the cops, they were fighting with them somehow, they were high on drugs or drunk, and acting erratic and endangering other people. Every year, there are fewer than a dozen cases involving all races, where it's even a question about whether the cops should have shot or not. And this is a country of 360 million people. Now, it's not a perfect record. If there are a dozen cases at most involving all races, that's a dozen too many. But the idea that somehow this means we need fewer police, we need less of a police presence, what we have just gone through, and I concluded in that last segment before we went to our break, we are going to need to have greater resources for our police departments, greater training, and if necessary, if this persists, a greater training in dealing with crowd control and preventing mass damage. Because right now we've talked a little bit about the impact on the COVID-19 pandemic. The impact is devastating, but here we are just providing temporary loans from the government, loans which can be forgiven that would cover payroll for 2.5 months. Okay. We're moving beyond that 2.5 months now. We're moving forward. What happens now? What happens with all these closed businesses and the people who work there? How do you rebuild? How do you make things better? We will get to that question and hear an answer from on the ground from someone who actually rushed out to try to make things better. We'll also hear a little bit about the press conference today by Kayleigh McEnany, the president's press spokesman. Can I tell you? She was excellent. I mean, she is really doing a very good job for the president. There's also a debate going on about whether the president should give a speech from the Oval Office. I will tell you what he really needs to do. He needs to do not just a speech, but a press event where it's not him alone. And the crucial person for him to mobilize to have at his side is a former president. Which one? The one that President Trump wants to have a feud with. The country can't afford it. We need to hear from President Obama. He released a statement on Medium, but it was a written statement. We need to hear from him very directly, backing up the authorities who are trying to keep order, the governors and the mayors and the police chiefs. And this also will shape and should shape the choice of Joe Biden's running mate. There's an obvious choice in spate of, in the light of these events. We will get to that and much more, all coming up on what remains this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.